Nobody knows anything. The legendary screenwriter William Goldman was said to have shouted, "Nobody knows anything," in relation to the prediction of movie sales. Now, the reader may wonder how someone as successful as Goldman can figure out what to do without making predictions. The answer stands perceived business logic on its head. He knew that he couldn't predict individual events, but he was well aware that the unpredictable, namely a movie turning into a blockbuster, would benefit him immensely. So the second lesson is more aggressive. You can actually take advantage of the problem of prediction and epistemic arrogance. As a matter of fact, I suspect that the most successful businesses are precisely those that know how to work around inherent unpredictability and even exploit it. Recall my discussion of the biotech company whose managers understood that the essence of research is in the unknown unknowns. Also, notice how they seized on the corners, those free lottery tickets in the world. Here are the modest tricks. But note that the more modest they are, the more effective they'll be. A. First, make a distinction between positive contingencies and negative ones. Learn to distinguish between those human undertakings in which the lack of predictability can be or has been extremely beneficial, and those where the failure to understand the future caused harm. There are both positive and negative black swans. William Goldman was involved in the movies, a positive black swan business. Uncertainty did occasionally pay off there. A negative black swan business is one where the unexpected can hit hard and hurt severely. If you're in the military, in catastrophe insurance, or in homeland security, you face only downside. Likewise, as we saw earlier, if you're in banking and lending, surprise outcomes are likely to be negative for you. You lend, and in the best of circumstances, you get your loan back. But you may lose all of your money if the borrower defaults. In the event that the borrower enjoys great financial success, he's not likely to offer you an additional dividend. Aside from the movies, examples of positive black swan businesses are some segments of publishing, scientific research, and venture capital. In these businesses, you lose small to make big. You have little to lose per book, and for completely unexpected reasons, any given book might take off. The downside is small and easily controlled. The problem with publishers, of course, is that they regularly pay up for books, thus making their upside rather limited and their downside monstrous. If you pay $10 million for a book, your black swan is it not being a bestseller.